Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Some headlines to get to. Let's start with a state Supreme Court justice tossing a lawsuit aimed at New York's repeal of religious exemptions to vaccinations. This was a pretty big battle, actually.
Our Bethany Bump has a pretty good story today about a state Supreme Court justice dismissing a lawsuit to challenge the constitutionality of New York's new school vaccination requirements. Justice Denise Hartman says events leading up to the law's passage all lead to the conclusion that the repeal was driven by public health concerns over the measles outbreak of recent years rather than religious animus. Dozens of families had argued that their religious rights were being trampled on by New York's law that took away the religious exemption to opt out of vaccinations, but the judge ruled that it was done only with public health in mind. I'm sure this case will be appealed to the Appellate Division of State Supreme Court, so stay tuned.
Let's go to a very interesting story making headlines today. It's about opioid deaths in New York. We're seeing a decline for the most part. What have you found out?
Opioid deaths among New Yorkers outside of New York City have dropped for the first time in 10 years, according to the governor's office. Opioid-related fatalities outside the city fell by almost 16%. From 2,170 deaths in 2017 to 1,824 deaths last year, according to a preliminary report from the State Health Department. Hospitalizations for opioid deaths outside the city also fell by 7%. But the numbers are incomplete. They do not include New York City's opioid death data, which has to be published by the city's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene before it's released to the state. The news, though, that came out yesterday is not as good in the immediate area. Opioid overdoses were higher last year in Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties than the year before. In fact, of the core four counties in the capital region, opioid overdoses only declined in Schenectady County.
Finally, we have the State Board of Regents wanting a whole lot more money from the state.
The State Board of Regents met yesterday in Albany and asked Governor Andrew Cuomo and the legislature to boost education spending by $2 billion for the upcoming 2020-21 school years, despite the forecasts coming out of the Capitol that the state is about to enter a budget crisis. $1.9 million will go to foundation aid increases, enabling 1% across-the-board boost in state aid for every district. The board requested more than $2 million last year and came away with half that money. Cuomo's office yesterday promised to review the proposal but didn't dismiss it.
And we won't dismiss you because you'll be back next week. Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.